Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, my name is Diadem and I'm on Me, Her and Everything Else Pod. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Me, Her and Everything Else. Guys, I'm loving the feedback and all the love. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, tell your girlfriend, tell your boyfriend, tell your husband, tell your wife about the podcast because we are having so much fun here. And yeah, it's another episode. So my guest today is, I don't even know how to describe her. So I'm just going to let her describe herself. But her name is Diadem.
Okay.
And first up, you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And you are a mother.
Yes.
I would say it's one thing, but I don't know if it's going to offend you. It probably will, but people will probably see you as like a Lagos big babe, a slay queen.
Funny enough, I don't like when people call
I
me
know.
That.
I saw you say that.
I don't like it.
Don't worry, don't go. Introduce yourself.
Okay, so my name is Adiola Adeyemi Chizoba, popularly known as Diadem. I'm an entrepreneur, CEO BC by AD. We like to say number one makeup brand in Nigeria.
Come
anyways,
on, yes.
Excuse me. And also, I'm a mom. I have a beautiful daughter, Akoride. And I'm an influencer. So, yeah. That's
great,
just about me.
Great. So, we're just going to get straight into it, yeah? I told you, I'm not going to beat around the bush.
Okay.
So, this episode really is about stereotypes and demystifying, let's say, maybe the slay queen.
Okay.
Because I don't have any other term for it. And then also, you know, being a boss babe in Lagos. Lagos specifically, because Lagos is such a special environment. Mm. It's different.
Very, very I don't special.
Think there's anywhere like Lagos on the planet. Mm. So you started your journey, and you started off as a makeup artist.
Yes, yes, yes. I trained as a makeup artist, 2013. That's about, say, more than 10 years, 10 years ago. I can't remember. And so, yeah, I trained as a makeup artist. I've trained different places. I could, like, three times. Different places. I trained at Mod Designery. And yes, it wasn't really working. Even though I really loved makeup, I just wanted to do makeup, regardless of whatever it is. Even not as a makeup artist, maybe as a brand owner. And which is what I'm doing today. Glory be to God. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you said that you actually you wanted to be a makeup artist. Yeah. That you did someone's makeup, and then they kind of like they kind of like put you off doing makeup because of their like response.
Yeah. Well, that story was really, really heartbreaking. Anytime I think about it, I feel really, really bad because that's like one dream that I wanted to pursue, but because of that incident, I just decided that, you know what, I think being a makeup artist is not my thing. Mm-hmm. So let me just focus on something else. And till today, I won't say I regret my decision because I'm still happy where I am. I'm happy doing what I'm doing right now. But then, yes, the person that did what she did to me, I don't want to mention her name. I'm sure she's somewhere just enjoying her life. She doesn't even know what she did. Exactly. She doesn't know what she did to me that made me, you know, change my mind. So, yeah.
Yes. But it's kind of like a blessing as well, because now you own your own beauty brand, which is a really big deal.
Exactly. Like, what doesn't kill you sometimes makes you stronger.
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
I'm grateful. Actually, I'm very, very grateful to her, because I'm sure if I was a makeup artist, even I'm still a makeup artist, probably I'll just be carrying my makeup books around.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I'm grateful to her anyways.
Yeah, no, and the story of even like how you got the funding and even how you started your makeup brand. Because let's be real, in Lagos, okay. I've been saying this since last week, actually. It was Women's Day. Mm-hmm. And women tend to judge each other. So there's like stereotypes. So if you look a certain way, you know, if you dress well, you look good, people will think, oh, okay, this is, you live a certain lifestyle, or if you have a successful business as a woman, it's a man. There was a man behind it.
That's Nigeria for you. That's Nigeria for you. They'll always say something. You can't even have a successful business in Nigeria anymore. Because if you do, they'll say, oh, somebody's just there bankrolling her. For me, I know my story. I know where I came from. I know how it all started.
I mean, there was a man involved. There was a man involved.
Yeah.
There was a man involved in your business. There was a man that helped you bankroll your business.
How? How?
Wasn't it your dad?
Dad? Okay, yeah, yeah. Fine. My dad. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Are you just...
No, oh, when you said a man, I'm like, a man, where?
I'm trying to catch you there. No.
Okay,
no.
So, okay, the story. How I started my business was really rough, because I told the story on my YouTube, how it all started. Fine, I was traveling to China, because that's where I make my products from.
That's where a lot of people make their products.
Yeah. Some people say they make
their products. Yeah, they like to say it's another China.
So I traveled to China. Then when I wanted to go, I just had plans of just doing like few pieces of lipsticks. And, you know, I'm popular, because I've been popular like since. You know, so I was like, since I'm popular, even if I do anything, they will definitely buy. So I had the mind of just doing a few pieces of lipsticks. To be honest, when I started Beauty by AD, I didn't even think about the bigger picture. I didn't even know I would be here today. Like, the brand would be five. Do you understand?
Five.
So, wow. Yeah. So when I was going, I just went with the mindset of, okay, you know, let me just do a few pieces and sell. On getting there, even the company that I wanted to, you know, get the products from, when I got there, I couldn't even find my way around China. So I had to start searching all over again. I got there. The amount of products I wanted to do, they said, nah, no, you can't do these pieces. I wanted to just like 100 pieces. And
okay, so MOQ.
Yeah, MOQ. The MOQ was about 12,000 pieces.
Oh, yes.
And I was already in China. I can't come back to Nigeria empty-handed.
Nah.
One way, we must do something.
Yes.
So I started calling people, you know, and you know how Nigeria is now. Even if you have friends and you tell them your dreams, it's like, epic. Yeah. You're always coming with, today you say you want to do this one. Tomorrow you say you want to be an actress. Okay, now you want to start selling makeup.
Yeah.
So now I already got in there. So I'm like, I cannot leave this country without getting my product. Mm. So I need money. I started calling people. People that could come through came through. I even called my dad. My dad had to go and borrow money from me. I can't forget my cousin. A lot of people just, you know, came to my rescue. I took loans. I won't even lie. Like, I even took loan, because then I was driving a Camry back then in school, because I was still in school. I went to a loan firm in Ghana. I took a loan with that car. They said, okay, they'll collect it. I said, anything you want to do, just give me this money. I need to, like, I need to, because you know, after paying for the deposit, you need to still pay the what's it called, the balance before sending the products down.
Yeah,
I took loans. To God be the glory, I was able to get the products. 12,000 pieces of lipsticks.
12,000 pieces.
It wasn't even easy selling. You know, when you, after making the product, after going through the stress of making, shipping, and all of that, the products came in to sell. Few people will support you. Okay, let me support your brand. Let me buy.
Talking about people that supported you, what was interesting about your story as well is that your friend Queen.
Yes.
See, I know a bit about you, girl.
You know.
But your friend Queen, that's so beautiful the way she also really like told you, said to you, like she
I don't know, she encouraged you. And believed in you. And that's so beautiful to see as a woman, to have a friend that believes in
that's
you so much.
That believes in you so much.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Like that is such a admirable relationship that you have. So
well, it was really tough, I won't lie, because even after the products came in to sell, because people patronized the first.
Yeah, but you say you're popular now, so it shouldn't be hard.
It was hard though. It was hard because some people, you know, funny thing is, you people you call your friends as high screen, obviously, people you call your friends won't support you.
Oh, that's a given. Yeah. Like if you start a business, the incident to buy from you, they'll go to the next person.
They'll just be like,
and I don't know why.
Let's give her 6 months. I'm sure she'll be tired and she'll pack up. She gets so it was not easy, but to be honest, I was always talking about my brand every single day. Even up to now, I still talk about my brand because at the end of the day, I have people I look up to. So when you look up to people and then you have in your mind that, okay, one day the people you look up to will eventually become your rivals. Okay?
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's...
So you were shameless about plugging your brand.
Oh, I was very shameless. I was very, very shameless.
It's necessary though.
Yes.
But like, did you have any challenges in terms of people taking you seriously? Because, you know, okay, you're an influencer, you've been popular for a while. You said that, like, people, you know, obviously didn't, some of your friends didn't really take your business idea seriously. But like, from your appearance, have people like judged you or thought that, okay, this one is not serious? Maybe like you don't have you're not smart or clever.
Well,
just because of the way you look.
Well,
because you hot girl, you know.
Thank you. Anyways, I think that's normal for people to, you know, think when they see you. Normally, when they see a fine girl, they just be like, she's just there, beauty without brains. Do you understand? So I feel like if they used to think about it before, maybe now, that idea is no longer there because it's not possible for you to be consistent for 5 years. Even if you're popular. I've seen, when I started my brand, a whole lot of popular people started with me. And you can't even hear about them now. So even if you're popular and you like, you know, you start a business, if it's not good, if you're not doing fine, you won't be getting returning customers. I don't know if you get what I mean. There's so many people that patronize my brand. I don't even know me.
Yeah.
They don't even know that I'm the owner.
Yeah. So they're not buying into it because of you.
They're not buying because of me. At this point that I am right now, they're not buying, buying my products because it's me. They're buying because it's good. The brand is trust. Like, they can trust the brand now. Do you understand? So you have to be able to create that trust in the minds of people. But they have to be able to buy a product, especially when you're putting it on your skin. Yeah. So you have to trust the brand.
Yeah, definitely.
To be able to do that.
And you know, there are a lot of brands out here that they just want to make money or they just want to be popular and they don't have a passion for it. So they're not really interested in the formula that's
okay, used. Well, for me, I feel like what I always tell people is, if you want to do anything, I always tell people to go for what they love. So it doesn't seem like hard work. I mean, if you love what you do, you love your job, you love everything. Even if you're going from Monday to Sunday, you would love it because it's your passion, is what you love. It will not seem like hard work at all. So yeah, for me, I enjoy what I do. I love my job. I can't even stay a day without being productive.
Wow. So you must be busy and you have a daughter. How is it balancing that? Because people always ask me, how do you do it? You have a supportive husband, blah, 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 you know. But how do you do it? Because I have friends that are also like single mothers and juggling it and watching them, it's really not easy. You know, Nigeria is such a male-dominated society where mechanics only respect men when it's, or, you know, you have to buy diesel. It's just a bit hard for your shop and things like that.
See, at this point today, I'm not even going to sugarcoat anything. Is hard. I always say it's easy. My daughter is understanding. Da, 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 da. It's hard. The fact that I'm even a single mom, it's hard. There are times that I'll just lay in my bed and cry. And I can't even cry when my daughter is there because she'll be like, mommy, what's wrong? Are you hungry? Why are you sad? It's really hard. Let me not even lie. Because I'm so sure there are so many single moms out there watching this, listening to this, and you know, when I try to paint the picture that, oh, it's easy. Yes, it's easy, but to be honest, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like when you think of work and you know, the kind of, my kind of work, to be honest with you, like on Valentine's Day, I sacked 4 of my staffs the same day.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
4 people go just like that.
I'm telling you, because at the end of the day, you think when you have a business and you want things done, I feel
that's
like
another,
you have to
sorry, that's
sit.
Another type of breakfast. Chopping that yeah, type of breakfast.
They all did that for me that day. I served them us breakfast. But at the end of the day, you're not doing what I want. I'm paying you. Do you understand? I feel like you're not taking my, you know, when you want to employ people, what I'm going to tell people is if you want to employ anybody, make sure you employ someone that has the same drive as you. Because if you don't employ someone that has the same vision as you, they're just going to be working. You'll be the one doing everything and they'll just sit there. Your brother used to say, Ogata, Ogata, Ojo, Owala, Rakbi. I mean, if
I
you like,
know it,
you
I'm know. Going to translate because if people don't think I understand you, and I'm going to dismiss all of you right now. So it means, you know, if the boss's business sells or whatever it does not sell, it doesn't matter because I'm still going to keep my salary.
It's my salary. Come exactly. On. So that was how the old thing was going. It was looking yeah. Because I was doing everything. I was on handling my social media. I was the one doing literally everything. I always beg, okay, post, do this, do that.
But they're getting paid. See that beg.
Exactly. So I just got tired. So imagine you getting frustrated at work, getting frustrated at home. You are an influencer. You're trying to please brands that you've collected money from because it's none of your business. If you like, go through heaven and back. You've collected money, so you have to do your job. It's not really easy. And being a mother, you have to always be there for your child because nobody can send you a message, make you carry and come this world.
At all.
Do you understand? So it's not easy. I'm not going to lie here that, oh, it's fine. Oh, just go and get pregnant and be a single mother.
No, because, yeah, you're right. Because even in the presenting world, people expect you to just always be smiling and happy. They don't care about what's maybe happened in your home or 5 minutes ago. You have to come to the camera and be ready. So with influencing, if you don't post for 5 days, people are going to be like, what's going on? Why are you not posting? Oh, what's happened to her? You know, so you have to, it's almost like
you have to always keep up.
Yeah. And that can take a toll on you mentally. Like, has your mental health been affected by social media and having
and
to like, always...
Come, then trolls will be there. Mm. Like, you have to always paint the perfect picture all the time. I mean, it's not easy. There are times that I would just feel like, can I just live a normal life? Like, can I just be me? Can I just... Mm-hmm. Or just... you can't even leave social media because that's your office.
Yeah, that is... And it's like 24/7.
Like, you can't even leave. You can't even go off. So it's just really hard, but we're pushing it.
Yeah, and speaking, no, you're doing a great job because looking back at where you started and speaking of trolls, you kind of like, it's like, you know, some people, their journeys start off on a negative page. Like you were trolled a bit by a blog. There is some stuff about you and you were able to flip that. You know, I'm sure it wasn't easy because when anyone goes through any type of, I don't know what to call it, but Eddie, it's like public, it's a public forum for people to debate about your life and say,
talk about
you are this, you are that, or, you know, it can be a lot. But you've been able to turn that into a positive. Now, how was that road? Because I don't want to make you cry, but there are people out there that, you know, are considering maybe like suicide or harming themselves because they've got trolls and things like that. How are you able to flip that and become Dear Them? Like, dear them we see today.
Well, trolls will always come. I feel like they started with me. Seriously speaking, like this, the word trolls, I don't know whatever it is, but I feel like that word started with me. As in back then, funny enough, the person that did this thing to me,
Do you know the person?
I know the person. Funny enough, and even at the time she even did that stuff, we're not friends.
Okay,
we were not friends at all. Like, did I even confronted her? I asked her, like, what exactly did I do to you? Because I didn't steal from you. I didn't kill your mother. I didn't kill your father. What exactly? Like, what was my offense? Because this thing that you did, I had people from different part of the world, and it was on my birthday. Can you imagine how cruel that was? It was on my birthday. Like, my pictures was literally everywhere. People were, then it was BBN days. People were literally posting the links on their status. Like, if you wish me happy birthday, you're in trouble. They'll come for you. Like, so you know this Ashabo, you know this person. Mm. Like, then when it start, like, Instagram fake pages start happening, you know, now it's like everywhere. Rampant, yeah. But then when it started, if they are calling Ashabo of Lagos, you see that them number one, even though they've not, cause they didn't catch me with anybody sleeping with anybody's husband or anything. You see fake page coming, leave my husband alone. You've been wondering where, how. I mean, like, the way they painted me, countless times I thought of suicide, like, countless times. I couldn't have a relationship. I'll have a relationship sometimes, it'll be going fine. And the next thing, it will just come.
Or like he'll see the post.
No, somebody will just send it to him, yeah. Or maybe he will just somehow the whole thing will just end. Like, I could not have a successful relationship. And in fact, I'm sure one of the reasons why and my baby daddy, like, we didn't really go well was because of that. Imagine, like, someone that knows me, then his friends are coming telling him stay woke, stay this. This, that, but you know, it got to a point, he even hacked into my WhatsApp. I was heavily pregnant. I was at the fair because there's this thing we do. There's this makeup fair that we do. So I always go.
Wait, he hacked into your WhatsApp?
He hacked into my WhatsApp just to see, just to read, just to know if truly I sleep around or I'm like truly what they say I am. Because he didn't, like, me and him, we didn't meet ourselves in Nigeria. We met in Ghana because I schooled in Ghana.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, you know how we started this relationship. Even if, like, it got to, I was always explaining myself when I'm in a relationship. Anytime. Because at this point, that was why I had to do that journey to my amazing test, because it was not easy. So anybody that wants to, I'm done explaining myself. I'm tired of telling you I'm not like that. I'm tired of, I know my past. You can't say because you read something about me online, and that's my past. My past knows me. I know my past. So you can't just bring in a story from nowhere and just tell me, oh, this is you. Okay, you've been reading stuff about me. Have you seen my nude picture anywhere? Did you catch me red-handed? Have you seen anywhere that they said, oh, they caught Dadel with a man sleeping with somebody's husband? I don't know if you get what I mean. Like,
no.
There's no proof. Like, everything was just based off of rumors.
Yeah, and that's you know, this is deep, because you know, all this, like, breaking the bias, it's not only about the way people look, it's also about what people have heard about you. So exactly. It's like Chinese whispers. Somebody says something, somebody reads something, and then they just start adding more to it, and they add more to it, and then they see you and they're like, yeah, she
and then you meet somebody like, and you just meet somebody and they'd be like, oh my god, you're not even half of what I read. I'm like, when is this ever going to end?
Yeah.
Because all the time.
Always explaining who you are.
At this point, I've said it to myself. I've promised myself, I don't owe anybody any explanation anymore. If but, you need to...
And this person is sitting...
Ah, she's somewhere... Sometimes I just think about... I just want to give her clout or anything, because it won't cost me anything to just mention her name here. I swear, I'm just waiting for a day that maybe something will just push me. Maybe she'll just do something again and I'll just find out. It took me a year to find out who the person was. But it took me 5 years to confront this girl.
And you know the damage that she's caused, because relationships, mental health.
It was even the grace of God that I was able to have my child, because I wanted to have Akuride. It was the grace of God.
So it just goes to show, you know, everybody thinks it's fun and games, you know, sitting behind a keyboard and just be like, oh yeah, you know, you're, you sleep around, you do this. Because a lot of the time, a lot of women aren't doing that, but they just say they are. Some women are, whatever. But they don't actually understand their words and how people read it, and then because people are so fickle, they can see something and then say and judge someone and then say, oh yeah, she looks like it, she's definitely
not, she's, not, yeah, she's
you've
not
never met the person, but you now just feel like, yeah, she looks like a whore, like I don't care.
It's crazy. That's how they think. That's how they think. Don't worry. So I don't right now I feel like I'm just I don't give room for that anymore. Mm. So if you are coming to me with that negative vibes, I'm just going to, you know what, move. I know where I'm going to. I know what I'm about. She gets, and I'm even so grateful to God that that child came my way, because I'm sure by now, if I don't have a child, maybe I'll still be somewhere thinking of still taking my life.
Mm. Or probably because just of this blog post.
Yes, it was, you don't know how, hey, God, you don't know the effect it had on me. Mm. In school, I went all the way to Ghana to school. My classmates, they are just seeing me for the first time. They are pointing fingers because of a dirty story that was written about me by...
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you understand? Like, and I'm here thinking to myself, what did I ever do to deserve this? Because I'm sure there are other girls, nobody is a saint. I've never for once said I'm a saint.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just paint a picture of who I'm not.
Mm.
And you know what? The internet doesn't forget. That story is still there. I've looked for a way to, you know, get it out of the internet, but you can't. I've spoken to my lawyer, I've done everything, it's still there. Anybody can just go and just, but at this point, if I'm scared of anything, you know, I'm bothered about it, I won't be talking about it, because I know what I did, I know my past. So you can't tell me because of what you wrote about me, the old world, like literally 80% of the world believed that story when it happened. Anywhere I go to, anywhere I come to, you'll be pointing fingers. That's the dad.
Yeah, but now they're pointing fingers because you're like, you know, the CEO of AD Beauty.
Yeah, so it's all good. Energy.
And it's just beautiful to see how far you've come from your past. I know that you didn't grow up with your mom.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I know Mother's Day is this month, actually, right? It's March. Yeah. So there are children that don't grow up with some of their parents, and they end up, you know, using that as an excuse to just lash out. How is it that you have been able to, you know, it's almost like finding light, because it's hard. It must be hard, you know, not having that. And you also have a daughter now. So like, how are you able to deal with that?
Just painful. Not having the motherly love, because even when I got the opportunity to meet with my mom, she was already down with stroke. Right? So I met her for the first time when I was 13. I was just briefly. She went back. We met again. She went. She disappeared. She's always disappearing.
She's
always disappearing. You understand? So when because when I had my daughter, I was like, I know the pain I went through having this child. How can a mother leave her own child? I really wanted to know the backstory, because I asked my dad, today you give me one story, tomorrow you would have forgotten that you told me about what happened. You tell me another version of the story. So I'm like, you don't understand. I need to speak to my mom. So I started looking for her. We could not find her. Good Samaritan on my Snapchat found my mother for me. Like, this person literally printed flyers.
Oh, wow.
With this one single picture of my mom that I had.
Hmm.
He printed flyers, and I don't know how, they just called me. They found your mom. Like, are you joking? Please stop joking. Even my father could not find my mom. So it's you. Snap. I've not even seen you before.
Hmm.
So I didn't believe. Only for them to actually call me. They sent me a picture of my mother, that this is my mom. I was like, wow, I have to tell my dad to, and my elder sister to quickly go to the village to get her. When they got there, she was down with stroke. She could not talk. Or side of her, she was already paralyzed, like, basically. So I just told them to bring her to Lagos. I want to take care of her.
Mm.
She came to Lagos. I was literally baiting her. She was praying on her body. It was a whole lot of... It was a lot. So she passed away. It was sad. We could not talk. So today, I don't know what happened. But I'm just grateful to God. Actually, she was able to meet her grandchild, my Coco and my sister's kids. So even though we didn't have like the one-on-one conversation that we wanted to have, but actually she could not talk. She was just looking at them like this. And yeah. So I always feel sad. Most times, Sometimes when I watch Queen and her mom, like my best friend and her mom, I was like, ah, you're very lucky. You have your mom, you have your dad, you're very, very lucky. I don't have that motherly love. And when I'm with my child, I can't even stay away from her. And I'm like, so how?
How does that make you feel though? Knowing what that love is like and knowing that somebody didn't.
I feel really, really sad. Extremely sad. I always feel sad. There's no day that I think about it that I don't feel bad. But it's what it is. That's my story. That's how my life is. So I can't, there's nothing I can do.
Is there anything you would say to people that don't maybe have lost one of their parents or never knew their parents? Like, what encouragement can you give them? Because you've come so far and you're inspirational in that sense.
Okay, so what I'm going to just say is you are on your own first. You have to, let me say Yoruba because I like to Do you understand? Like, because I don't have that motherly love now, doesn't mean that I should now make that as an excuse to just be anyhow. I know where I'm going to. I know what I want to be. I know how I want to be. I know how I want my child. Like, I want to be like a role model for my child. So it's not my fault that whatever happened between my parents. So I won't go by that line, even though I had Coco, myself and her dad are not together. We don't have issues. But it's just,
it is what it is.
It's just, I don't know, like, I don't want to talk about him, right? But just be you. Teach yourself. You can't say because I don't have both parents. You now make that as an excuse to be wayward. Just treat yourself. I mean, as I'm like you saying, I don't even know what to say again.
It's okay, girl. No, but it's true. You definitely. And wait, I'm gonna try some Yoruba. Oh my god. Need lati ko arai.
Yes,
right. You need to teach yourself in everything. Even people that have to. My producer is laughing at me. I can't believe this. And this is why people like me do not try to speak the native language. People like you laughing. Anyways, it's very important for you to always teach yourself because your parents can only do so much.
Yeah.
And what if your parents aren't the greatest parents? Even if you do have good parents, what if both your parents are rude?
There are people that are orphans and they're still friends.
It's not an excuse.
Exactly.
And you know, you really demystified your, you know, because I'm telling you, when people see certain influencers and women, even men, they'll maybe think that he's a Yahoo boy, right? Mm-hmm. Or they don't have any depth to them. But your journey and your background and everything all the obstacles you've overcome is inspirational. So it's not by, you know, maybe going to a certain school or living in a certain country or, you know, just seeming like a role model that makes you a role model, because your story will touch so many young girls and boys as well who might not have parents or have been trolled, you know? So it's very important for us to not judge people. And on that note, I want to ask you, do you see yourself as a role model?
Oh. But I get a lot of messages from people. Oh my God, I look up to you, blah, blah, blah. I want to be like you. And I'm like, okay, thank you. But don't afraid to ever go through what I've been through, because that YouTube video that I did, that was just a tiny bit of my story. I didn't even dive into my personal life, like my relationship. I've never for once told the story about my relationship, right? That's even worse. Let's leave that aside. But I just pray and hope that, okay, this old thing that you're saying, oh, there, damn, she's pretty. Oh, she's always smiling. She's always happy. You don't know what is going down. Like, you don't know what I go through behind closed doors. Yes, be inspired. But don't pray to be like me. Rather, pray to be more than me. Right? So that's what I always tell them. So, yeah.
Okay, well, this has been really insightful, and I'm sure this is breaking a stereotype, so definitely breaking the bias. Is there anything else you want to say to your people? I go buy some Beauty by AD packs.
You know, you have to buy Beauty by, you have to become a baddie. And if you are not, your dad them lover. What are you waiting for?
What are you really waiting for? You know, I did, you know, so your name is actually Diadem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to Google it because I was like, what is Diadem? Is that like a Yoruba or something? I've never, what is Diadem? Diadem. I was like, it doesn't have any meaning in Yoruba. Then I realized it's actually biblical, right? Yeah. It means crown.
And you know, my name is Adeola.
Yeah.
So Ade means crown.
Yeah.
So just like, Johnston.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. You people, yeah, I'm warning all of you. But your name is also Chibuzo.
Chizoba.
So who's Igbo?
That's from my mom. My mom is Igbo, actually.
Oh, your mom is Igbo.
She's from Imo State.
Okay.
Iguta, I believe. Iguta, Iguta one or two.
Okay. Yeah, so let's demystify one more thing, because that troll tried to say that you bleached, and bleaching is such a big deal in Nigeria. And can you just tell everybody here, because I'm looking at her knuckles, and please, there's still no sign of quite fresh.
I'm just maintaining my skin. I'm just maintaining beauty right now.
Just maintaining the beauty.
Wait, can I tell them what the products
are? Yeah.
Usht. You know, use Usht. Let your skin do the talking. So you're not say tomorrow now, Diadem has gone to bleach. I did not bleach.
Come on, influencer. Thank you so much for coming on Me, Her, and Everything Else.
I'm glad. Thank you for having me.
It was so great having you. And best of luck with everything. And congratulations
Thank
on 5 years.
Thank you so much.
So great.
It'll be 6 years this year, by the way.
Six? Oh. Then, you know what? You'll soon be a decade.
Telling you.
Wait, can't finish. Was that your 5 year party?
The anniversary or my birthday?
I think it was the anniversary in your shop.
Yeah, my anniversary.
And oh my gosh, see the love from all the women. You have real true friends, and we're always advocating for that on this podcast. Your friends were literally on the floor praying, crying, so happy for you. No, wait, where did you get your friends from? Because I have good friends before they come for me, but some people, shy, they don't really have that, you know, that support. Wait, did you go somewhere to handpick your friends?
Well, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to the few ones that I have in my life. I don't have a lot of friends because friends have showed me Pepe. I've had friends that they beat me. The guy that beats me because I was the first to buy human hair. It was a serious business, you know. My father entered his car. The next morning, he drove me to their houses one by one. If I see your hand on my daughter again, if I see your it was not a small, they poked me. So ever since then, I don't keep too many friends. I pick my friends.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that I know that, okay, even if I'm winning, they are not jealous.
Yeah. Have you had that rivalry? Apart from the human hair, have you had females?
Eat plenty. We still there. But we are coping.
I get you.
Yes,
wink, wink. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.